Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to a Friday, a Phillies Friday here on the Marks and Reese Show, live from Chickies and Pete's. Well, we're back at South Philly after a week in Egg Harbor Township there. Mr. Reese, John Marks, and Ike Reese on a beautiful Friday afternoon in the Delaware Valley. What is up, Ike?
What up, Johnny Marks?
Oh, nothing. Kawhi wants to be traded from San Antonio.
All right.
But he wants to go to the Lakers with everybody else.
Oh, man.
You see how this is going to play out, right? Lakers are going to get LeBron, Paul George, and Kawhi, and they're going to have a super team against the Warriors, and they're still not going to be good enough to beat the Warriors. And everybody else will feel left out because nobody else has a chance.
Right.
And we'll be sitting here.
Well, I tell you, if that happens, I would imagine Adam Silver, man, he's going to really want to change the playoff format next year and just seed it 1 through 16.
Everybody.
Yeah, seed it 1 through 16.
Yeah, that's interesting. You know, before I was like, nah, man, that's a terrible idea. Now I'm like, yeah, man, that's something you have to do. Because, I mean,
you want the two best teams playing for the finals.
And not the Western Conference finals. And that's, you know, that's definitely what you're going to get. You know, I saw this earlier in the week, but Myles Garrett of the Browns.
Mm-hmm. Who?
Yeah, exactly. He had come out, and I don't know if it was a radio interview or, but he just, and he said Kevin Durant going to the Warriors ruined the NFL or the NBA, that it ruined the NBA. And I thought about it, and I'm like, you know what? He's right, because no one can beat the Warriors. Mm-hmm. So while I look at it, and it's like, yeah, it's great to have a villain team. It's not great when everybody knows that no one can beat the team before the season starts. Did you think that Cleveland had any chance to win? To win the finals?
No.
Any chance at all?
No.
Nobody did?
No.
Right? There was no chance. No one was going to do it. So now you're going into a season unless you have another super team, but then the rest of the league's kind of, I guess it's better to have a team that has a chance than have no teams that have no chances. But Kawhi Leonard, according to reports, told the Spurs today that he wants to be traded, and sources say that he wants to go to the Lakers.
Here's the thing that I don't understand, right?
Yeah.
Even though I would have favored the Warriors coming into this season and coming into that series, I don't get how the Warriors are unbeatable. Like, I look at a 6'2" point guard who shoots 30 feet from the basket. I look at a two guard that isn't great off the dribble at creating his own shots, much better coming off screens, much better somebody driving and dishing it to him, shooting from the outside. We know KD is all world. We know KD can be all world. Draymond Green is a guy that more or less is a utility guy that's a very good defensive player. Well, not the greatest defensive player I've ever seen. He's 6'7".
Yeah, but he's, you know what it is? Because he doesn't have to score, he can do all the other stuff.
It's sure.
The great thing is about the team, you know what Durant is?
Mm-hmm.
The other guys can score when they want to score, but if they only score 10 or 15, it doesn't kill the team.
I'm going to tell you why teams can't beat the Warriors.
Why?
It's not because their talent is just so much superior than everyone else's. It's that they're unselfish in their way of playing. They play team basketball.
Yes.
That's why the Warriors are hard to beat, man. They got good players. They do have good players. But if you were to take these players and put them on their own team, other than Kevin Durant, I don't know. Is Steph Curry leading a team to the NBA Finals alone?
Not alone, though.
Is Klay Thompson anything other than a great shooter? Like, I don't know if Klay Thompson is leading the team anywhere.
Well, if they're smart, they stay together.
And Draymond Green, and, you know, I love Draymond Green. Draymond Green is the ultimate role player that fits great with that team. I don't know if Draymond and what Draymond does has the same impact on another team.
Well, he couldn't go to a team that missed the playoffs and turn them into instant contenders.
Right.
They couldn't. He'll make them better.
Right.
But I agree with you. You look at what they do and what they do really well. They do everything well. And if you brought a guy like Russell Westbrook on that team, mm-hmm. he would totally blow it up because he would need to dominate the ball.
Yep.
He would need to shoot the ball 30 times a game.
Yep.
Right? All those guys are very comfortable with sharing some of the fame. They know what KD is going to do. But it's the perfect storm. That team really is the perfect storm.
It really is. And I look at that team and I say, man, they did a great job of drafting. They did a great job of managing those contracts, and they put themselves in position right when the salary cap was expanding, new TV money was coming in to sign Kevin Durant and get him in there. And now, you know, the league is scrambling and going to be scrambling to try to find teams that they can a team that they can put together enough talent. And it's not just the talent, it's the system, right? It's the guys that are playing that are going to buy into that and have sort of an unselfish way of playing.
It's also a perfect storm for what the NBA is in 2018. Yeah, because you have guys that fit what really fits the NBA in 2018.
That's how Boston was able to do what they did. It wasn't the individual parts. It was the collection of the parts that allowed Boston to get to the Eastern Conference Finals and take LeBron James to seven games.
You are correct. You are correct. Anthony's going to be one of our first callers here on a Phillies Friday on the Marks and Reese show. And he says Warriors-Bulls comparison, right?
Yeah. I take those Bulls teams.
I think the Warriors are going to win more championships than those Bulls teams.
Yeah, that's just because of the league.
But it's,
I mean, those Bulls teams won six. I don't know if the Warriors are winning three more.
Yeah, I don't know if they're not. God, who's beating them next year?
I don't know. I don't know what the teams are going to look
like. In the following year. But it's going to take another super team.
Of course.
Right?
Of course.
And that super team's probably going to be the Lakers.
Of course. You got to have at least three All-Stars.
Paul George, LeBron, Kawhi, and whatever's left on that team, which will probably be a bunch of ring chasers that are veterans, because you're going to have to trade most of your assets if you're the Lakers, right, if you're going to acquire Kawhi Leonard. Is that good enough to beat what the Warriors do? I don't think it's really.
I don't even think it fits.
Well, it's.
You got three guys that play the same position. Paul George,
yeah.
LeBron, and Kawhi all play the same position.
Yep.
So I don't even know if that would work.
Well, Paul George would work because he's more comfortable just kind of not spotting up and shooting
but
threes.
But he can do that.
He doesn't have to dominate the ball like LeBron does and like Kawhi really likes to be a point forward.
Yeah.
As well. 888-729-9494. But just because he wants to go to the Lakers, here's the question. If he's already letting his feelings know, according to reports, that he wants to go to the Lakers, is it too big of a risk for the Sixers to give up young, controllable assets to because listen, here's the deal. The Spurs can say, well, we're going to take the biggest package. You can go wherever you think you want to go, but we're going to trade you. We can get more from the Sixers. We're going to go to the Sixers. Mm-hmm. But then he can leave after this season,
yeah,
after his one season. And if he's already putting it out there, he wants to go to the Lakers, I'd be scared to death if I'm Brett Brown and whoever becomes the GM to give up Markelle Fultz, to give up Dario, to give up a future first-round draft pick for a guy that might be able to leave after a year.
Yeah, I mean, unless you're just going to try to convince him to stay once you get him here. You figure the city, playing with these young guys, that'll convince him to stay. I mean, you still can't run the risk of just going all in for him, though. You can't do that. Not knowing that his heart may be in L.A.
Yeah.
Meaning he wants to go there ultimately.
But is it worth the risk, like you said, to trade Fultz and Dario and maybe a first-round draft pick? I know everybody today is going to call in and say, I'll trade Rocco and a first-round draft pick. They're not going to take that, Spurs.
They won't.
I don't think they're taking Rocco in a first.
What about Rocco TJ in the first?
I don't know if that's getting it done.
No?
Either. No, probably not.
Oh, okay.
But we can make trade proposals here on the Marks and Reese show. But Kawhi, a lot of people felt it. So 76ers, listen, LeBron goes to the Lakers. And the Sixers don't get him, that could be plan B. That could be plan A. You talked about this before.
Would you do Covington and Dario for Kawhi on a rental?
I would do anybody but Ben and Joe. Anybody else is available.
Okay. I'm just saying.
Makes sense?
I'm just saying you're doing this without the guarantee of him signing a long-term deal.
Agreed. But here, you had said it, and I think this is the way you have to live. Now you put it on Brett. Now you put it on Ben and Joe to convince him that this is the place he wants to be.
Yeah.
Right? Like, we talked about this with Bron going to the Lakers. They may already have in their head that they're not going to be able to get it done year one. This might be year two and year three, and that might be Kawhi coming year two, year three.
Yep.
But I'd be willing to risk Markel and Dario in a trade for Kawhi Leonard, as long as he's healthy, which it appears he is healthy. We'll talk about it. Because if you trade Markel Fultz and he turns into the first overall pick a lot of people thought he was going to be, and Kawhi leaves after a year,
That's going to hurt.
That's going to sting.
Yeah.
That's going to sting. For all you golf fans out there, Tiger is plus 10. He's Dunsky.
Come on, Tiger.
May not make the cut. May. He's right there on the line. Ike is your typical Tiger fan that thinks he can still win majors, even though I think it's more wishful thinking that he thinks Tiger still can win something.
Yep.
And that's Moshe back in the studio today. Mm-hmm. Ben's attending a wedding somewhere. Yeah, yesterday we're watching the Phillies on the one screen, and Ike is frantically trying to change the channel on the other one to get the U.S. Open. He's like, Tiger's on. And I'm like, oh, yeah, Tiger brings people. Certainly to watch. I just think he's done.
He may be.
Oh.
I mean, he may be, but I'm going to find out. I'm not going to stop watching.
No, I know. No,
yeah, I'm not going to stop watching.
But do you think that he has one more wave?
Oh, yeah.
Of it?
Oh, yeah.
You do?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. See, Tiger, I don't want to bore everybody with golf talk, but it's his greatness that makes people think that he can just walk back on the golf course and start winning again. You got to give him time. He just came back.
See, I don't.
He just came back, so it's easy to say that now. All I'm saying is that he still has plenty of time to play golf, and where he's at right now, as long as he makes it through the year healthy, he finishes his golf tournaments. He's going to be even better next year. He's been away from golf for a long time.
Do people like Tiger now? Do they not like him? Because I'll tell you this: I don't necessarily know if I like Tiger, but I certainly am interested. More interested in golf when he's playing.
That goes without
everybody
saying.
Everybody else, right?
That goes without saying.
I don't root for him, though.
Okay.
I root for him to be competitive. I don't root for him to win. I don't know if I'm rooting against him at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But where does everybody else stand with Tiger? We still have big Tiger fans out there. Like you said, I don't want to bore people with golf talk. With Tiger, it's Tiger just makes it talkable. Always has with golf, right? I can't tell you much about anything else involving golf other than the top guys that are out there every week.
Yeah, but if he's not at the top of the leaderboard, what's the point of...
I'm not watching.
That's what I'm saying. What's the point of talking about him?
Okay, we won't. 888-729-9494.
Unless you just want to bash him.
888-729-9494. No, I'm trying to figure out if our listeners have an interest in Tiger Woods, like you do.
Okay.
You're interested.
Yeah.
You came in yesterday. People are paying attention to what he's doing.
It's the first 2 days, but he's plus 10. So if he's not going to make the cut, if he's not going to win, I mean, if he's at the end of the leaderboard,
right?
I don't think the ratings are the same over the weekend.
Of course not.
When he's not in contention.
No, of course not. I knew when he was teeing off yesterday. Mm-hmm. You know, like I'm following what's going on, even though maybe I'm not tuning in like a lot of people. But I'm just wondering because Tiger was always one of those kind of, you know, I'm not going to come on and talk about Phil Mickelson or any of the other guys that are, I don't care about that. Tiger makes it different. And then we have Kawhi to the Sixers. Would you be willing for 1 year and no guarantees to trade pretty much anybody on the roster other than Ben or Joel? 888-729-9494. Marks and Reese, we have Phillies tickets. So when you call in and you talk to Moshe, if you're interested in competing for the Phillies tickets, it's just a good call. So we have 10 pairs of tickets. Phillies Nationals. How about this, Ike? It's the fireworks show, the first one. Xfinity Fireworks Show, Friday, June 29th, 7:05. Join the Phillies. Go to tickets. For tickets, go to Phillies.com so you get the fireworks game.
It's that time of the year.
Which are always amazing. So when you get in and...
I'll go pick up fireworks, too.
Oh, yeah? Nah, don't do that.
Oh, yeah. Every year, brother.
You do it every year?
Yes, sir.
You haven't lost fingers yet?
Nope.
Every year...
I don't do firecrackers. I do fireworks. So I'm not doing anything that's exploding in my hands.
So what are you doing? You're lightning and running?
Exactly.
All right. We'll talk about that as we get going. Remind me. That's interesting. You're not flushing an M80 down a toilet?
No, like people used to do in my high school and blowing up the toilet? No.
888-729-9494.
That's how you JPP.
Indeed. It's also Father's Day this weekend. Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. The best and the worst TV dads. And is it socially acceptable to say that the top TV dad of all time is Heathcliff Huxtable, a.k.a. Bill Cosby? Because I just said it. No matter what he did, no matter what kind of a creep and a monster he is, it doesn't change the fact that he's the best TV dad of all time. Is that a fair statement, Ike Reese? We're going to find out. Mark Cerise, live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. We start with you next. Don't go anywhere.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.